Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by the Lake Superior Zoological Society. Grants from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency are helping small businesses reduce air pollution. And to give us more information about this morning, we welcome the MPCA Business Assistant Specialist, Eric David, to the line. Eric, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm thinking about small businesses, and I'm thinking about a city block, and I'm thinking, well, I don't notice a lot of junk, you know, being vented out into the universe, but I lack imagination. There are all kinds of ways that small businesses can help control their environmental impact. Tell us about this a little more.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Lisa. And the intention behind what the state is doing right now is to reduce air pollution. And specifically, the types of air pollution are VOCs, which are difficult to describe, and I'll spare you the scientific definition, but when you're filling up your car at the gas station and you smell the vapors, those are the VOCs that you're smelling. When you walk into an auto body shop and you smell that solventy kind of smell, those are VOCs that are being emitted. So those kinds of really small, widespread, diffuse sources of pollution all do contribute to the state's air quality.
And it's kind of part of the effort with regard to pollution to say you begin in your home. And then, of course, we talk about big polluters, large polluters that are regulated by the state, but kind of, you know, working from the itty bitty to the big and everybody in between. Hey, try not to pollute.
Yeah, so what we've seen in the past few decades has been reductions in emissions from the big polluters, you know, the smokestacks and things that are really easy to identify. So now the actual majority of the contribution of air pollution is from everything else that we all do every day, you know, driving to work, using products and chemicals every day that we don't think twice about, but, you know, thousands and millions of those things every day all contribute the majority of the problems now.
So we're talking about, you know, like little auto shops, and we're talking about, you know, paints. Duluth is a community with a lot of artists in it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to worry about the kinds of paints these artists are using. But there, you know, these VOCs, as you mentioned, not only are they not great for the environment, but they actually, you know, can make some people sick.
Yeah, there are a wide variety of short-term and long-term health effects that are caused from breathing these in day after day and working with them all the time. So the state is doing whatever we can to protect the environment and enhance human health by helping these folks, give them the education and opportunities and financial opportunities to be able to switch to products that are a little more environmental friendly, a little more easier to breathe, both for the people that are using them, as well as the community members who are also breathing those emissions in.
Eric, what are you finding as you talk with these folks? Did they just not realize in many instances, you know, they, oh, well, yeah, we had to put down the new carpet glue and it smelled really strong and some people got a headache, but gosh, we didn't really know that it was bad for the environment too? Are you finding that they kind of suspected, or they wondered, you know, how am I supposed to, you know, get rid of this stuff? Or were they kind of just, as you mentioned, in need of education?
Yeah, it's a range, of course. You know, small business owners are a very educated group and do have a lot of information available to them, but a lot of folks still are unaware of things like VOC emissions and when they're smelling these strong smells, that those are actual chemicals that they're breathing into their lungs and that may have health concerns. So we find that sometimes it is just a matter of education, where we can present a few better alternatives to them and they can make switches kind of when it makes sense within their business cycle. Other times it is a much larger process where it takes entire changes in the way that they paint or the way that they apply glue or coatings or anything like that. So in those cases, in those bigger projects, sometimes it does take a little bit of financial assistance to help with that. So we kind of try to help small businesses however we can, you know, whether it is education or training opportunities to improve the efficiency of how their painters paint or things like that, or financial assistance, whether it comes in grants or we have low-interest loans as well available to small businesses. So we try to help however we can.
Well, and that is a wonderful thing because, of course, when you start to make some of these changes, as we know better, we try to do better. But, of course, it's undeniable that many times when you make these changes, there is going to be an expense up front. And then people mm-hmm. start saying, you know, I can't afford to make these changes. Maybe I'll be doing something better for the environment, but it's going to cost me more, and I'm going to have to pass that on to my customers, and I don't want to do it. So the MPCA is actually in a place where it can help with grant making?
Yeah, so we actually recently awarded, just this past fall, about $500,000 to 13 small businesses all around the state. And it's exactly for projects like we were talking about. For auto body shops and industrial painters to switch over their processes. So it's not such a tremendous financial burden to these businesses. And these businesses also really do benefit as, you know, as part of their business. You know, they're much more competitive in the marketplace. The process is usually much improved and more efficient. So it does help their business in a variety of ways. So the grants that we recently awarded are reducing almost 7 tons of air pollution every year, which is a lot, and it's basically the equivalent of taking 13,000 cans of spray paint out of the air every year. So it's really helping a lot of people, and we look forward to continuing this program and making it bigger and better.
Do the small businesses find, too, that if they can say, you know, they can either mention or put up a tasteful little sign that says, hey, you know, we're greener now, that their customers appreciate them making that change?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you as well as your listeners, you know, we all want to do the right thing. You know, we all know small business owners, and we all know they want to do the right thing as well. So It does make a difference to customers, and I've talked to many folks who, when they walk into an auto body shop that has converted their painting line to a more environmentally friendly paint, you can notice a substantial difference in the way that it smells. And just having that kind of realization when they walk in, they see a little sign and they can connect the two and say, oh, yeah, it doesn't smell as strong, and so I'm breathing cleaner air. And so customers really do respond to that. It does definitely help the business in that fashion.
Well, Eric, if folks are interested in getting more information, or maybe they've got a small business and they'd like to make application, is there information available on the MPCA website someplace? We can get a link set up.
There is, yeah. We have our own website that has some information for different sectors of small businesses and how what they can do to reduce air pollution. You know, there's a place on there to sign up for a newsletter where we send out periodic information as well as updates on grants coming down the pipeline. And so we have a website set up, and I can either tell your listeners that link, or I can send it to you and get it set up on your webpage.
Why don't you just send it to me? Like, nobody's got a pencil handy. Well, I do, but and we'll get that up on the website so folks will be able to click right there at the story, listen again, and get the additional information if you have more questions you need answered. Eric, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Eric David with the MPCA. He's the Business Assistant Specialist. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.